You're listening to the Black Eagles podcast.
Ahmet Dursun Sergen aldı. Sergen Bülent yan yana. Sergen Bülent. Sergen. Yanında Tümer var. Tümer'e doğru aksiyon kaybetti. Tümer topu aldı. Sergen aldı. Gol. Gol. Gol. Sergen attı. Sergen attı. Şampiyonluk geldi. Sergen attı. Şampiyonluk geldi.
İbrahim'in pası. Zuma. Şimdi Ahmet. İkinci gole gidiyor Beşiktaş. Ahmet.
Hello everyone and welcome back to the Black Eagles podcast, the only Beşiktaş podcast in English, to my knowledge at least. It's been only a couple of days since I put out the last episode after a long hiatus, but some stuff has happened. Of course, we had a match on the weekend where we played against Fatih Karagümrük, a game that beforehand, I think most of us, including myself, expected us to have a little bit of an easier time in. For heaven's sake, Fatih Karagümrük had Salih Dursun up top because they didn't have a striker. Probably a good thing for us. It wasn't the best game from our part, although we didn't really allow any chances for the home side. But it took a while before we opened the scoring. It didn't happen until the 85th minute when Jetson Fernandes scored a fantastic goal from an Onur Bulut assist after laying it back with his head. It was a really good goal. And in the 48th minute, Aboubakar won a penalty and tried to convert it himself, but missed it, or rather saw the Fatih Karagümrük's new Argentinian goalkeeper, Dituro, save it. A really good save, I thought. A lot of people were saying it wasn't a good penalty, and it surely wasn't. But you could really tell that Dituro had watched video footage of Aboubakar and knew what to expect. So you saw that he waited really long on his line, and at the very last fraction of a second, he dived. Because he saw where Aboubakar was going to shoot. I guess Abu kind of telegraphed his shot a little bit. So it's the first penalty that Aboubakar has ever missed for Beşiktaş. He has taken 7, scored 6, and now missed 1. But fortunately for Aboubakar and for us, it didn't really matter all that much since we got the 3 points anyway. It was not a very good performance. We dominated, sure, but you could tell that the main issue was the lack of creativity, and that's something we already noticed in those European qualifiers against Tirana and against Neftchi Baku. The difference being, of course, is that the level of opposition there is just not of the same level as we face in the Super League. Tirana and Baku, I think, are both teams that wouldn't finish within the top 10. I think they would fight relegation in the Super League. At least, you know, Tirana wasn't that bad, I thought, but Baku, like the first half last week when we played them, it was just cat and mouse. Maybe they'll give us a harder fight on Thursday, and I'm wrong, and they just had an off night, but I really didn't have the impression that they were a particularly strong side. But we had already seen those deficiencies in attack, and luckily Beşiktaş have made some movement in that way, and yesterday night, the transfer of Milo Trasicka was announced, and he was already put on the plane and headed to Istanbul and arrived already. And Beşiktaş already announced the negotiations with Norwich for Trasicka. Of course, he played last season away on loan for Galatasaray, and he played an important role, I would say, in their title victory last season. He was by no means a star player for them, but he was key in important moments, especially in that really long undefeated run that they had. I think they had 15 games in a row that they won or something. He contributed to that with 4 goals, 6 assists, and also had a penalty one, I believe. Because Transfermarkt shows him as having 7 assists, but in reality it's 6. But Transfermarkt tends to count penalty 1 as an assist as well. Milo Trasicka, of course, a player that has done really well in the Netherlands and in the Bundesliga. didn't really do too well in the Premier League, although statistically he didn't have a lot of goals and assists, but he did have a lot of key passes and stuff like that, chance creation. Norwich wasn't a particularly good side. But of course, we saw last season for Galatasaray that he is a very good player. So hopefully he will do well for us as well this season. And yeah, let's hope the best. He's predominantly a right winger, but can also play in different positions in the attack. I don't know if he is necessarily the solution to our lack of creativity. I don't really view him as a particularly creative player. Not like, you know, Rashid Ghazal is really a creator on the wing, an advanced playmaker. And I kind of feel that that's what we need. Either that or a creative number 10. But let's talk a little bit more about those transfers, because another transfer was already announced, in fact, on Friday. I believe it was Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, of course, formerly of Arsenal and more recently of Liverpool, where he won the Premier League and the Champions League a couple of years ago. He just turned 30 years old the day after he signed for Besiktas, and he's, of course, our new number 15, and he's going to add or reinforce our midfield. I'm not 100% sure how to feel about this transfer. Mainly because, you know, obviously Oxlade-Chamberlain is a very good footballer. There's no ifs and buts about it. He has, he used to be a regular for the English national team. Played a lot of games under Jurgen Klopp. But the most important part that makes me and a lot of people hesitant about this transfer is that he also missed a lot of matches. I believe around 160 matches, according to the data on Transfermarkt, that he has missed due to injury. He, of course, had a really serious knee injury back at Arsenal, I believe. I think he had an ACL injury, and he hasn't had any issues with that anymore, but he has had some hamstring problems, I believe. He just had a lot of injuries, so hopefully he won't have too many of those with us, but he went through an extended medical examination, and the results from that were that he didn't have a particularly high risk for serious injury. However, of course, that doesn't mean that a player who is injury prone, quote unquote, isn't just going to still be injury prone. You know, I hope Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain proves a lot of the doubters, including myself, wrong in that regard and just has a really good season. He did just turn 30, but I do believe that if he has a good season with us, Premier League clubs will keep an eye on his performance, and it could be a very interesting offer for both him and us in the summer transfer window if he does well. Other than that, Rashica and Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain in the Fatih Karagümrük match, I don't have all that much left to say. These are two good signings, I think, on paper at least. Let's hope that our issues in terms of creativity or in the terms of the balance will be solved really quickly. Of course, we've been playing with Onur Bulut on the right wing in the last four matches. Of course, those are the only four games we've played officially. One thing I do have to mention is Rashid Ghazal's son and mother-in-law were in a car crash today in France, and they are fortunately out of immediate danger to their life or anything like that, but Rashid has traveled to France to be with his family, of course. So I just wanted to give my well wishes to Rashid Ghazal and his family, and hopefully his son and mother-in-law make a speedy and full recovery without any lasting injuries. Other than that, I don't think there's much left to be said. It's just a quick update from me to you before our match tomorrow against Neftchi Baku. And then, of course, on the weekend, we play Pendikspor on Sunday. So you'll probably hear back from me on Monday, unless something really, really big happens between now and then. But I don't expect the big bomb to burst just yet. But there's probably still something coming in regards to transfers in the next couple of days. Maybe next week, we'll see. Anyway, that's it for me for today. Hope to hear you on Twitter. Feel free to write to me at Rezarian on Twitter, or just at the Eagles podcast, at Eagles_podcast, that is. Feel free to tweet and let us know what you think of the show, what you'd like to hear in the future, and hope to see you there. Bye bye.